Welcome to the Action Breeds Clarity podcast. As Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. This podcast is for those who want to weave the habit of excellence into every area of life. Not by big, grand, radical actions, but by small, consistent actions done with intention. This podcast is for those who are passionate about appreciating the time we have, building a life you feel proud to call yours, and being mindful of your actions, because how you show up really does matter. Welcome to episode number 3. My name is Femi, and I'm your host. That voice in your ear every week, motivating you, hopefully, to take action. And today, we are talking about intentions. This is going to be my second tip and our second letter in our acronym AIM on just things to remember as you work through these challenges and as you move toward whatever activities may be outside your comfort zone or you experience some fear. Feeling discomfort, feeling like you might not measure up or be good enough. My hope is that you will come back to the word AIM and remind yourself, first to be honest and admit, which is what we talked about on the last episode, admit what you're really feeling and not run away from it. To make friends with your fear, your discomfort, any feelings of vulnerability or not feeling good enough, just admit that those feelings are there because it has something significant to tell you. And avoiding those feelings is doing a disservice to yourself. So I want you to remind yourself that there's something significant in those fears and discomfort to tell you, and it's a part of you. So I think it's important for all of us who want to create something in the world or show up differently that it's important to make friends, accept, interact with compassion to all the parts of ourselves that come up, especially the parts that we've gotten used to calling quote unquote bad or negative. It's not bad or negative to feel scared or uncomfortable. No more than it's good or positive to feel happy and comfortable. They're just feelings. They're just signposts with a message, and it's our job to figure out what that message is for us. So if you missed it or want to go back for a refresher, feel free to go back to episode number 2, where we talk about admitting that it might be more comfortable to stay in your current situation or to stay stuck than to embrace those feelings that might not be so fun to deal with as you start taking action that's outside of your comfort zone. In this episode, we're going to move forward to I of AIM, which is intention. And so as you're working through these challenges or just showing up differently in your own life, as you start the habit of working outside of your comfort zone or pushing yourself, challenging yourself, showing up instead of shrinking in your life, it's important to come back to intentions. So if you start feeling, less confident or you find that your inner critic is kind of beating down on you, you're feeling a little bit ungrounded because you're inviting new energy, new situations into your life, you are showing up differently, which is also, you might experience some pushback from other people in your life who are used to you showing up in a certain way that might have been disempowering for you, but it was normal for everyone. When you start taking new actions and even just small actions like, thinking of yourself a little bit better, being more respectful with what you tolerate and don't tolerate. If there's been something that's bothering you and now instead of not talking about it, you're willing to talk about it and bring it to light. Like that can start a little bit of a ripple effect. It might start changing how you view yourself. You might view yourself in better ways. but it also might disturb the status quo for those around you who may have been benefiting from the way that you were showing up, and now that you're changing it, you know, it might feel like things are a little bit out of order. So my intention for the few episodes before we start diving into the challenges is to give a couple of quick tips for how you can deal with those situations and manage it. So the second tip is intentions, just regrounding yourself by coming back to your original intentions. That means asking yourself questions like, why are you doing what you're doing? Why is taking action in this way important to you? Why is taking action to move whatever it is you're working on important to you? Why did you start this in the first place? So that's number one. Number two would be, what outcomes are you hoping for by showing up differently in your life? And just being really honest with yourself about that. And then all of this is just to get used to examining your own behavior and your true motivations behind why you're doing what you're doing. Because I think the more honest you can be with yourself around why you're doing these things, why you want to take action, why you want to show up more powerfully in your life, the more honest you can be about that, the more you'll develop the habit of being selective with how you invest your energy, your intention, and your efforts. One example of this, it's just the first thing that came to my mind, is losing weight or exercise is something that requires consistency and action over an extended period of time. And so I think it's one of those things that we can all relate to. We've probably all had times in our lives when we wanted to get in shape, or that's been on our to-do list for, you know, the last 10 years, and we haven't really taken consistent action to do it. Sometimes that's the case. So it's a good example for what I mean, like examining your intentions, because one scenario might be, for example, someone wanting quick results. They're thinking that if they look a certain way, then that will make them good enough, quote unquote, or, you know, they're not really interested in maintaining health. They're more interested in how am I going to look in swimsuit season or something like that, versus someone who's in exactly the same situation, but now they have changed their mindset to, this is an investment in myself and my well-being. I want to make sure that it's fun when I'm, whatever I'm doing, that I'm not going to the gym to punish myself, but I'm going to the gym or playing this sport or going for a run with friends because it's fun for me. They don't have timelines like, oh, I must lose this amount of weight by this date, otherwise I'm complete crap, you know? And they're more invested in feeling good and pursuing, you know, the more I work out, the better I feel about myself. So it's just like a completely different reframing of the goals and the intentions behind them. So whereas the first one I described is really looking for external validation. It's looking for, you know, it's doing this as a means to get, you know, good enough. And the other one is leading with, I'm good enough, and I'm going to organize my efforts around being good enough already, and I'm just making small improvements. I think the second one is that person would be far more likely to stick with the process of losing weight and continually showing up on a consistent basis and to have fun and to invest in themselves, versus the person who is looking for an external result. Because even if they put in the work, you know, that's maybe a big challenge, but it's like for 6 weeks versus 60 years, that person, even if they were to get the external result of quote unquote feeling or being good enough in somebody else's eyes, at the end of it, like, what's going to be their continued motivation for exercising after they get that result? And also, even if they could get that result or not get that result, like, it's outside of their control anyway. And then the other part of that is, like, what happens when you've lost sufficient weight and now you're not getting the rush or the high of other people validating you because now you have, you know, a new status quo. I just think that if your intentions change so that you're not seeking external validation, but they are intentions that come authentically from you, then this is going to power and influence you a lot differently. And those intentions that are more authentic to you are going to influence the outcome that you're seeking. And then that, in turn, is going to influence how you choose to show up every day. And I know this to be true because those two examples of the weight loss are from my own life. The times when I have been motivated by external validation in working out, I don't think I ever showed up to work out on a consistent basis more than 3 months at a time, and then I'd go years without really showing up. Also, those 3 months were never really fun for me because I was so concerned with getting an outcome, that was externally motivated. And, you know, I would tend to, instead of be having fun on the journey, having fun throughout the process, I would more likely just be really intense and show up in it was not sustainable the way that I was showing up and the thoughts that I was having in my mind. Like, oh, it was like, I'm always not good enough. I'm always never where I need to be. Versus when I made the switch from seeking external validation to I'm going to invest in myself over time. And it's not about getting a certain result. It's more about I'm going to show up in a way that suits me, that I can sustain instead of just for 30 days or 3 months, it will be 30 years. Like, how can I show up in my own health and fitness journey that is going to, would be a way that I show up for 30 years? And that just changed a lot of things. I started making different choices, surrounding myself with different people that were a lot more supportive and also into fitness in that sort of way. And it's just, it's crazy because it's like, it's led to being able to show up in ways that I never thought I would. So instead, like, I started small and started at 2 days a week, and then that increased over time. Probably took about 6 or 7 months before I increased to 3 times a week and then suddenly to 5 times a week. And now I'm doing things like powerlifting that I never thought that I would be into, but it's so fun for me. And when I am involved in those activities and involved in going to the gym or doing fitness, it's a lot more fun focused than outcome focused. And then the outcomes are things that are exceeding what I would have even thought I could do or even wanted to do, simply because I reframed the intentions. I started being a lot more honest with myself about what I was really seeking. And also the people that were around me were kind enough to call attention to when I was being a little bit more obsessive over, you know, what the scale is saying versus, hey, I'm changing in so many different ways. Like, my focus is getting better. My memory is better. I am way more consistent than I've ever been before. Like, I'm internally driven and I'm pushing myself. And it's pushing myself in a genuine way, not like to get anything on the outside. And then, yeah, I'm having physical changes as well, but those have now become secondary to how am I showing up? Am I doing this for me or am I doing this for an external outcome that I can't even control? Am I showing up and having fun? Or am I punishing myself and, you know, only focused on how many pounds I'm losing? So it's just a completely different way to approach your goals, I think, when you can be very honest about the why you're taking action. So again, whenever you're feeling a little bit lost or out of sync with actions because you're experiencing an increase in self-doubt or self-criticism or self-sabotage when you start taking action that's outside of your comfort zone, first admit to yourself that it is absolutely more comfortable to stay in your current situation than to move forward because X, Y, or Z feelings are coming up. Just, I feel like being honest with it and naming it, it takes away all of its power so that you are like, oh, that's what's happening. Okay, I know that this is happening and this is how I feel. And I'm acknowledging the other side of that, which is I am fully able to feel those feelings and keep taking action, keep showing up, and, with self-compassion, push through those actions. And then the second one is just to be as honest as possible with yourself about why you want to take action to create change in certain areas of your life. What are the outcomes you're seeking? And are these outcomes that you're seeking for you or for other people? I think the difference is, like I said, I'm exercising to look and feel my best versus I'm exercising so other people will like me, or I'm exercising because I'm concerned with what other people think. So just being mindful of that. And then I think the third one to wrap it up would be, what are the actions I'm taking or want to take? And are these actions within my circle of influence? Meaning, are these things within my control? Are they my thoughts, my behaviors, my boundaries? Are they things that only you have control over? Or are you trying to reach outside of your circle of influence and take control over things that you really can't control, like other people's thoughts, other people's way of showing up, just all those other circumstances, those kinds of things? We really only have control over ourselves, what's going on inside of us, and then how we show up. And that is why how we show up matters so much, because that is where all of your power is. You cannot determine how other people are going to show up, what other people are going to say, how other people are going to perceive you. You literally only have control over how you show up. And that is why I say again and again that we want to be mindful of our actions. We want to be mindful of the motivation behind our actions that are coming from us, because how we show up really does matter. And in the next episode, we are going to talk about the last tip to come back to if you're ever feeling out of sorts with taking action that you know is right for you but might feel uncomfortable for you. And that is going to be mindset. So stay tuned. I will see you in the next episode, and we will talk all about mindset. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you can be notified when a new episode is posted. Like and review this podcast and share it with your friends so they can follow along too, as we all take action together each month. Plus, that's added accountability for you. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you choose to invest in yourself, take action even if you don't feel ready, and build a life you're proud to have through consistent and intentional action, because how you show up really matters. Lastly, make sure you visit actionbreedsclarity.com to get your free resources. I'll see you in the next episode.